The Secretary of State's office says Vermont should join a multi-state poll of nurses. If lawmakers agree, then Vermont nurses will be able to work in other member states, while hospitals and nursing homes here could see an increase in the number of nurses applying for jobs from other states. But as VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman reports, there are also some risks to joining the Interstate Nurse Compact.
It's lunchtime at Pine Heights Nursing Home in Brattleboro, and Katie Sargent, who's a nurse here, is checking in on one of the patients.
How's everything going? You've been walking around?
A little at a time. It takes a little time.
That's right, a little bit at a time.
There are 25 registered nurses at Pine Heights, and like just about every other healthcare facility in the state, it's getting increasingly harder to fill those jobs. A recent report by the state's Rural Health Services Task Force says there will be almost 4,000 nursing vacancies between now and the spring of 2020. And so Pine Heights Administrator Diane Sullivan says it makes sense for Vermont to join the multi-state nurse licensure compact.
What we're seeing right now with the nursing shortage is really a workforce crisis. And so I think we need to do something different to try to attract new folks. I believe that the compact absolutely does that.
Earlier this year, the Office of Professional Regulation reported Vermont would benefit from the compact. This summer, the office sent out a survey to all of the nurses in the state to see if they supported the plan. Only 33% were opposed.
The results really do show that Vermont nurses are interested in the compact.
Lauren Hibbert is director of the Office of Professional Regulation, and she said her office will ask lawmakers to allow Vermont to join the compact. But not everybody thinks it's a good idea. Deb Snell is president of Vermont Federation of Nurses and Health Professionals, the union representing UVM nurses. Snell says the compact will make it easier for Vermont nurses to leave the state.
I just have grave concerns with the shortage as bad as it is right now and predicted to almost get worse in the next year, that we maybe could have done more as a state before we take on what I think is a pretty big risk of nurses leaving instead of coming.
And Meredith Roberts, president of American Nurses Association Vermont, said nurses are worried that they will have to pay more for their annual license. Currently, out-of-state nurses who come to Vermont have to buy a state license. But if Vermont joins the compact, they won't need one. Vermont would lose almost $1 million in license revenue. And the two-year license fee is expected to jump from $190 to $270, which would make it one of the highest in the country.
We're supportive of the compact going forward, but at a decreased cost.
Roberts also said that joining the compact could make it easier for nurses working in telehealth to provide services from out of state. And it could also ease a shortage in college nursing teachers by allowing instructors outside Vermont to teach online. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.